When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? I am Lee Hammack, the diagnosed self-aware narcissist known as mental illness, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, like I said before, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, like myself, 5 years strong, and also validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers of this disorder, and, you know, just some toxic traits and things like that. Today's episode is going to be about the on and off dynamic in a toxic relationship. Because, you know, if you don't know, I've been doing my one-on-one coaching over Zoom and things like that for almost 2 years now. It's kind of crazy. And one of the most recurring themes that I hear is me and my ex, me and my current person, me and my partner have been on and off for X amount of years. And I've heard as long as 17 years. On and off for 17 years, you know. On and off for 5 years, 3 years, 1 year, 6 months. You know what I mean? First of all, keep breaking up and getting back together is mega toxic. But ask yourself right here, you know, ask yourself this question right here. Why? What happened? What causes this? This is what I ask people when I'm doing my one-on-ones. What causes the off periods? Why can't you stay on? Why can't you stay on and charged up and plugged into each other? What is causing the offs? What is causing the off periods and things like that? Focus on that. Typically, when I ask that question, people just, well, I'll try to tell them how I feel about something and they'll break up with me, or they'll say we need a break, and they'll go out and cheat on me, and they'll go out and do this and do that, and then they'll come back to me. Why do they keep coming back? Why do they keep leaving and coming back? I like, what you allow is what will continue, y'all. What you allow is what absolutely will continue. And this is not me like trying to victim blame or anything like that. It's just me trying to empower you to see what's actually going on in front of your face, because that narcissist or toxic person that you're dealing with, they're going to do what you allow them to do. That's just literally the mindset. Why do they keep treating me so badly? Why do you keep taking them back into your life? One thing that you can control. You can't control how they treat you. You can control what you allow and who you allow access to you. When you're blaming them, you're giving them more power over you. You see what I'm saying? Why? I just blame them for treating me so badly. I blame them for keep coming in and out of my life. You see, when you're blaming them, you're giving them all the power. And Tony Robbins says, don't stop blaming, but blame more effectively. But blame more effectively, it means blaming to something that you actually have control over. You can't control how somebody views you or how somebody treats you. You can control the access that you allow to you. You can control who you allow into your life. And I know everybody's situation is going to be different, y'all. I already understand that. Some people can just cut up. You don't have anything together. You don't have any property, any kids, anything tied together. So you can kind of cut the tie easily. Some people have kids, property, lives together. You live in a different country. There's so many moving pieces going on in these situations that you have to take a look at it like that. You know what I mean? So what is causing the off periods? Don't focus on the on, because the on can come after time. Because as a narcissistic person, if I'm on and off with you, sometimes they will go off and break up with you so they can go out and cheat and do what they want to do and just, like, you know, not be accountable for it. Well, I cheated, but we weren't together, so it's really not cheating, right? But I guarantee you, and you know it, and you know this is true as well, if you were to do the same thing that they did to you while y'all were not in a relationship together, they would go ballistic. Did you go on a date with, hey, we weren't together, so I slept with 15 people. What about you? Well, I went on one date. You are, they go crazy on you. I liked somebody of the opposite sex profile picture. You know, I liked the picture that somebody posted. Rawr, you're dirty, you betrayer, you did this, you did that. Like, but you just said you slept with 15 people. That's not the same. It's not the same. Rawr. Yeah, I'm telling you, you basically cheat on them. If you do anything, if you entertain someone that you might be interested in, you cheated. You responded to a DM, you didn't block them immediately, you're cheating. I mean, I'm just saying, that's the dynamics of how a narcissistic person's mind works right there. If you don't deny it, you're cheating. and things like that. So ask yourself, like, what on and off, on and off, on and off only benefits the narcissist, y'all, because typically they're coming and going as they please. You know, hey, you don't get to do what you want to do, but they get to do absolutely everything that they want to do. It just, they come and go as they please, as they see fit. And you're like I said, what you are allowing is what is going to continue. This is not victim blaming. If you think I'm victim blaming somehow by saying what you allow into your life and how you know who you allow into your life, that's your responsibility. It just is. Narcissists or not, you'll see Tony Robbins saying the same type of stuff. You see Dr. Eric Thomas saying the same type of stuff. You hear Les Brown, you control access to you. If one thing on this planet is you, unless you're in jail, you can control access to you. So on and off, on and off, on and off, on and off. That's how you get addicted to people, because it's not always bad. When we're good, we're good. But when we're bad, we're off. And then they'll go off and do what they want to do. And somehow, and this is another term I hear all the time, y'all. People will say, and somehow they weasel me, they reel me back in. They find a way to reel me back in. They don't find a way to reel you back in. You're allowing them access to you. Cut off access. I know the way the world is set up today, the way the world is set up nowadays, is damn near impossible to cut somebody out, because you can create a new Facebook, you can create a new TikTok, you can create a new Instagram in like literally less than a minute to be, you know, to harass you and reach out. You can get on Google and create a fake phone number in less than 5 minutes. Like, this type of stuff makes it very, very difficult to cut people off, but you can cut people off. You mean? You can cut people off. You can. You can empower yourself. You can cut people off. You can you can determine who has access to you, on and off, on again, off again relationship. Those are super toxic, because sometimes in these off periods, they're going to go have babies. They're going to get pregnant by somebody else. They're going to get somebody else pregnant. They're going to have kids and things like that, but they always come to you. And somehow, some way, this is what a lot of people say. Well, y'all be bragging on this. So I see people bragging on this stuff. No matter what happens between us, they always come back to me. I have the weight of being the person that they always come back to. That is not a flex, because you have the weight of being the person that they always leave to. I mean, people find anything to brag on to make themselves feel better about a situation. No matter what happens between us, they always find a way back. They done got married, had kids, whatever, and they come back to me. I must be the one. You must be the one that is a continued. Narcissistic robot has to reset, reprogramming. Beep, 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 beep. Powering down, powering back up. You must be the one that continuously allowing this person to have access to you. Come back, treat you any kind of way, leave, do what they want to do, come back into your life again. They're not reeling you in, y'all. You can't reel in a willing fish. If you cut them off, they can't reel you back in. If you're completely done with them, they can't reel you back in. Somebody that you're done with can't bait you back in. You know what I mean? You can't bait a willing fish. It's like, this is going to be a silly analogy, but it's like the narcissistic person is a fisherman. You know, you're the fish. You're the prize fish, right? So they get into the boat. They go into the water. They go into the lake or pond or whatever you are, wherever you are. They go into the lake or pond, and instead of casting a line to bait you back in, you jump in the boat. Oh, this fish jumped in the boat. I didn't have to hunt for this fish. They just jumped in the boat. I just made my presence known, and they jumped in the boat. That's what you're doing when you consistently going back to a narcissist or a toxic person. You're jumping in the boat. They don't have to fish for you. They just put the boat in the water, and you jump into the boat. Stop jumping into the boat, because you jump into the boat, they'll get what they want from you and throw you back into the lake. Throw you back into the lake, and another fish jump in the boat, and then you're watching. You're watching. You're like, oh no, another fish just jumped into the boat. What am I gonna do? They throw their fish overboard, and guess what? You jump right back into the boat. I'm back, flopping. Like, you flopping on the floor of the boat, just flopping. No air, you can't even breathe. Air, you just flopping on the boat. You mean stop jumping in the boat? They're not even trying hard to reel you in anymore. They just make their presence known, and you jump into the boat. You reel yourself back in. Stop allowing you can compare. You can literally limit access to people. You are in control. You know what I mean? You absolutely are. Control. You are in control of who you allow into your life. You absolutely are. And like I said, I know people are going to like, certain people are going to like, well, you spent this whole episode blaming victims. How? You are in control. Where did I blame you at? Because if I blame you, then you have control over me. I'm telling you to blame more effectively and take control of your life. If you're done with this person, be done with them. I know the trauma bond exists and all things like that. You know, I understand those things exist, but you can absolutely take control of your life and cut off access to people who are doing you, who are not serving you, who are wasting your time. Ask yourself this question right here. This is another question I ask my coaching clients is, 5 years from now, if nothing has changed with this person, how they are treating you, the on and off dynamic, 5 years from now, if nothing has changed and you're still in this dynamic, would you feel like you wasted 5 years of your life? And most people say yes. You know what? Yes, I feel like I wasted 5 years of my life. And there's people who, you know, people, like literally people that pass away every single day that don't get 5 years to waste. So stop wasting your God-given or, you know, whatever, whoever you believe in, your God-given life on people who don't deserve it. Stop wasting your God-given gift, your ability to love somebody truly. Stop wasting on it on somebody who doesn't deserve it. You cannot outlove the trauma that made somebody a narcissist. You cannot love somebody more to make them love you a little bit. You can't do that. So that's why I make these videos to empower people on and off. Keep it off. It's like, look, if you're watching me on YouTube right now, is this annoying right here? Is this annoying right here? You see this right here? This light switch going on and off, on and off, on and off. That's annoying, isn't it? Now imagine you doing this with your life. This is your life right now. On, off, on, off. You know, on, off, on, off, on, off, on, off. You see that right there? That's annoying as hell, isn't it? That's how your life looks. Oh, I'm on. We're hot and bothered right now. Off. Oh, we're on. They came back in my life. They keep coming back to me. I must be great for them. Off. They left me again. They broke up with me for somebody else. Oh, they came back. They broke up with the other person. They came back to me. I must be great. I must be good. Off. This is your life. On, off, on, off. Keep it off. Keep it off. Stop allowing people access into your life to come in there and ruin your life. Take up your time, waste your time and your resources and your energy, and then destroy you and then get gallivant off into the sunset with somebody else. Stop doing that, because if they're going on and off, typically they're going to be on permanently with somebody else, and you'll be heartbroken, feel like you wasted a lot of time. I promise you, it always happens. It always happens. Y'all holding out. Maybe they'll get their stuff together. And next year, I'll give them a little bit more time. They'll get their stuff together. They won't. I can promise you, they're not going to get their stuff together. They don't want to get their stuff together. They're fine with, if you're fine with them coming in and out of your life, no matter how bad they're treating you, they're fine with how they're going to treat you. I promise you that. Keep it off. Keep it off. Anyways, let me cut this thing short. I rambled on a little bit longer than I normally do. Meet and greet, live in-person workshop, September 24th in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Me and Ben Taylor are throwing this thing in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Come through, say hey. It's a live workshop. I think it's only 11 slots left. It's only 20 people max. Mentalhealness.net, check that out. Austin, Texas, October the 15th. And then Toronto, Canada, November the 19th. NarcAvengers.com, N-A-R-C, Avengers.com. Check it out, y'all. Get registered up. Come through and check us out. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.